This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Everyday gardens for everyday people. Gardens galore this long weekend. Biodynamic gardens, First Nation gardens, suburban gardens, gardens with chickens, community and school gardens, gardens where space is at a premium, fruit and veggie gardens. Proudly brought to you by Biodynamics FNQ, the Douglas Shire Council and the Mossman Botanic Garden. Get out and see 13 of the Shire's open gardens this long weekend.
For more information, visit our website, biodynamicsfnq.org.au.
Of course, Costa came up last year, the gardening guru from the ABC, and I kind of, not that this area needed to be put on the map as far as gardening is concerned, it's very well respected and we've got some wonderful gardens, but he sort of gave it a little bit of national exposure. Now, because of COVID and things like that, gatherings of people have been difficult, but in the Open Gardens, Douglas Shire, October 3rd to 5th, you will have a chance to see some beautiful gardens. How are they going to do it? Well, Monica Prinz is sitting right opposite now and she's going to tell us how they did it. How are you, Monica?
Thank you very well. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and you all excited about this weekend?
Oh, well, I'm stoked. Yes, and really excited.
Oh, you're stoked. That is good. I like stoked. That's passionate. So tell us what's going to happen and the message that you'd like to get across to people in the Douglas Shire.
Well, first of all, it is that we want just to share. That is the most important message. It is everyday gardens by everyday people. It is not about, you know, the very exclusive presentation of horticultural expertise. It is about everyday people who share their passion, their love, and especially also including a bit of food gardening.
Food gardening. Of course, you could grow some beautiful food. And of course, in this area, things grow big.
Well, yes, big. And we have, of course, a very different approach to gardening than when you are in a colder climate. And a lot of Europeans, which are here, are European original vegetables or fruit cannot grow so very well, so we have to switch our focus a little bit to more Asian stuff, and we would like to get people a bit more into that also, to experiment with things which grow even better in this climate than what they used to.
Now at the weekend, 13 gardens you're going to have, 13 gardens. How are you going to do this with the COVID situation that we have at the moment? Is there anything in place to help with that?
Well, we have the normal COVID-safe protocols and regulations that people, of course, have to distance and they have to sign in when they come in, etc., etc. And we try to keep it just in small groups so that they can see the garden, or some gardens are just walk through. So we ask people just to be observant of the rules while they are at the different places. And that's more or less it. And because we have many different gardens, we hope that the load is spread out a bit over the different venues.
This is good. Now, where are the gardens? Are they? Give us a little, paint a picture of where they are in the Shire.
Okay, so it's all over the Douglas Shire. It starts south. The most south place is Oak Beach, where we have just one garden, Oak's Kitchen and Gardens. And then we have a couple of places in Port Douglas itself, from small blocks to a bigger, more acreage block. Then we have Mossman and also Kuya Beach and Shannon Vale. So it's really a variety of places people
What was
have.
That last one?
Shannon Vale.
Oh, Shannon Vale.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's your accent, you said Shannon Vale. I thought, where's Shannon Vale? No, but beautiful accent. You're from Holland originally.
No, I'm not. My name is, but my husband is from the Netherlands. I'm Swiss.
Oh, you're Swiss. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I didn't. I thought you were from Holland, just with that little bit of an accent.
Okay, that's
you're
fine.
Swiss?
Yes, I do.
Do you yodel?
No, I sing, but no yodel.
Okay. because it's a beautiful country, Switzerland. One of the, if I can just divert to this just for a second and compliment your beautiful homeland, Switzerland's a beautiful place, and it's so clean, and the trains are so clean, and the trains are on time down to the last second. If you get to the railway station, I found, and that second hand came up to the 12, if it just went past the 12, the train was moving. Unbelievable, the time.
Yes, it's a country of lots of precision asked for people. And, well, that is the good thing here. You know, we can take everything a bit more easy.
Yes. And is gardening big in Switzerland?
Yes and no. I mean, it is a lot of people still have their small home gardens. But as we know, globally in bigger towns, you do not garden so much anymore. Mm. But there are a lot of community gardens still, because it is still embedded in the, I think, in the culture of Swiss people to do some gardening.
And I think it's in the culture of the Douglas Shire, because when Costa came up last year, wasn't it marvellous? And he's such a lovely, warm individual, and he was able to then shine a little bit of a spotlight nationally on this beautiful area. So who are the people who have got these gardens? Just ordinary folk?
Everyday people. So it came just about, actually, at the last presentation night when Costa was here, we have been talking about that when they did the awards, the gardens were seen only by the judges, which is a pity. And people said, you know, they get an award, but we can't even see what it is all about.
Now you get a chance to, and some of the gardens, or maybe all of the 13, were they involved, or some of them involved?
Some of them, yes, were involved. So it is, for instance, the one at Port Havens.
Yes.
That was one of the winners. Then we had a recommendation from Costa for the Oak Beach Garden. Mm-hmm. And myself, I was also there in the award winning.
Now, I was going to ask you about your garden. Tell us about your garden.
In the history, it was just an ornamental garden when we came to it. And in the last 5 years, we tried to transform it to more an edible garden. It is a working process, and every year it changes a little bit. And I'm just passionate about, you know, showing people what we could achieve so far and what the principles are which we do apply, so that perhaps they get inspired to try it in their own backyard or front yard.
And there would be people who aren't gardening that maybe would this weekend get something out of it by looking at it and going, hang on, I could do that.
Exactly. That's the point of the whole thing, that we would like just to try to get people to see that it is actually possible, even in an ornamental garden, to have a couple of tomatoes or other greens which are healthy to grow on the spot. Because, and finally, it is about growing locally, also for food production, which especially now with COVID, we see that there is maybe even a need to do so for the future, so that we can actually be more resilient.
And sustainable as well. Mm. No, just fantastic. So what do you get out of your garden? Why do you have a garden?
Oh, well, 1,000 reasons, I would say.
Well, maybe list a few. Maybe not 1,000, but there are some main reasons why you have a garden.
It is actually my refuge whenever in my life something goes wrong. I am really very happy to go into my garden and forget about all the outside world. And it gives me just the calmness and the peace I need.
Wow. Your secret garden.
That's right.
No, but it does. I guess there's a certain zen about a garden.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the other reasons is, of course, it provides me with the food, which I, on a daily basis, you know, I have my lettuce, I eat a lot of salad, I eat a lot of Asian greens and fruit. And so my garden gives me all that. Well, not yet all of it, but on the way to there.
Okay, what's your favorite thing you grow to eat?
There's so many things which I love. Well, I eat a lot of lettuces. So probably the tree lettuce, which is not very known to people. That is one of my...
What is a tree lettuce?
Well, that's a lettuce which grows over the wet here in the tropics, which is not bolting like the normal lettuces which you are used to eat and buy from the shops. So that helps me to eat it all year long.
Wow. And what's your favorite thing in the garden? Say a flower.
I would say passion fruit. I have a giant grenadilla, which is at the moment flowering, which has the most stunning flower and provides me even with one of the best fruit to eat.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, Open Gardens, Douglas Shire, this weekend, 3rd to 5th, Everyday Gardens by Everyday People. You'll find a welcoming environment from everybody. They certainly want them to be sustainable. There's a biodynamic as well. That's an interesting biodynamic. I was once in New South Wales and a gentleman invited me to eat some of his tomatoes from his biodynamic garden. I have never eaten a bigger or more juicier tomato than a biodynamic tomato. Absolutely. What is it about biodynamic that makes that taste so delicious?
Well, biodynamics adds probably another dimension to what we call organic growing, by including some preparations which make the whole environment where these fruit or vegetables are grown more receptive to even cosmic influences,
yes,
which we try to harvest.
They grow it to the moon.
That's right.
Do you also bury animal horns in the ground? Is that true?
That's right. That is one of the things we do in biodynamics. We bury horns filled with cow manure over winter, and then we have just lifted them last week.
Yes, but I'm saying that whatever they do, growing it by the moons and the tides or whatever they happen to do, it is the most beautiful and delicious fruit, isn't it? Just absolutely. I ate it like an apple, this tomato, and it was so juicy, and I've never had a tomato like it before. So it's absolutely fantastic. So on behalf of all of the growers, all of the gardeners, and all of the people producing their fruit and growing beautiful flowers and gardens, you're saying to people, get off your butt this weekend, get out and see a garden.
Absolutely. Come and join us on this inspiring journey.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it, and good luck at the weekend.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Everyday Gardens for Everyday People. Gardens galore this long weekend. Biodynamic gardens. First Nation gardens. Suburban gardens. Gardens with chickens. Community and school gardens. Gardens where space is at a premium. Fruit and veggie gardens. Proudly brought to you by Biodynamics FNQ, the Douglas Shire Council and the Mossman Botanic Garden. Get out and see 13 of the Shire's open gardens this long weekend.
For more information, visit our website, biodynamicsfnq.org.au.